Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Remembered when he was at USF and Oregon, maybe even a little bit, although he may be too young for that, or when he played at Bradenton Manatee. Chris Knee covers Florida State and does it as well as anybody. He is so kind enough to join us on a Monday this evening. Chris, thanks so much for taking the time. Do you remember Willie Taggart in high school at all?
I don't remember Willie in high school. I've heard stories about him in high school, but I don't recall it personally.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, he's, as you know, he's off to a pretty good start in South Florida. And while he leaves, Florida State still kind of toils behind. But you know what? I talked to a lot of people, and you and I talked last time, and I do believe that their future is in the next couple of years. Right now he's just trying to keep this ship above water, and the Clemson game didn't help because people start spreading rumors that they didn't need to start spreading. I mean, this has been a heck of a year for you, Chris, I'll tell you.
Yeah, 2020 has been an odd one. I mean, it's been odd for everybody, obviously, but covering Florida State this year, had the coach get COVID, obviously. Then you have a game postponed and cause a lot of back and forth. And, yeah, it's an eventful beat. It kind of never stops giving.
And this time of year, and then maybe not last year, but in years gone by, this was a time where Florida State's teams were buckling it down for maybe a run at a national title or at least a run at a New Year's Day game. This year, it's just a survival mode play out the string of games, try to do as well as you can, hopefully that you're attracting the right kids for next year. How tough is that for like a senior class? This is a senior class that didn't have the best of a career. You know, they started out on an average note, and it seemed to get worse. They went through the transition of coaches. You got to feel a little bit for the senior class, don't you?
Yeah, no doubt. They're on their third coach in their time in Tallahassee. It hasn't gone well. Tons of transition, you know, very different styles of coaching too. Jimbo obviously is very pro style, very adamant guy. Willie's a bit more loose and fun and wide open offense. And then Mike Norvell comes in, very much an offensive minded coach, a little bit more in the Jimbo camp of being pretty serious about stuff. But three very different people, very different times. Truthfully, I think there's a decent amount of those seniors who we're going to see back in Tallahassee next year just because their pro aspirations, they're not at the point where they're going to cash in to the point they probably would like to. And FSU needs all the depth they can get.
And obviously, you take a look, and that's a good point. I mean, there's some schools that, you know, coaches like the Nick Sabans and stuff are sitting there thinking, okay, move along. It's time to go. Well, you have other programs are saying, maybe another year wouldn't be so bad. I mean, it depends what side of the fence you're on. I mean, obviously, you know, they're talking about the same situation down here with De'Ara King. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, he only's had this one full year. He probably could only improve his stock if he came back. But at the same time, you're stopping the momentum of recruiting at the position. You have another quarterback or two that have been waiting for their chance. It's not an easy situation. It's not an easy decision for a college coach to make. But you think that that's the way Norvell will go this year as far as maybe encouraging a lot of these kids who may have thought – you know, otherwise at the beginning that, hey, you know, you put in a good solid offseason. We didn't have a good solid offseason, and maybe your stock will go up. Do you think that's a good sales, or does he not have to really sell these kids? They understand the landscape.
Well, I think roster management has been such a part of 2020 for Florida State in the sense of guys who weren't buying in or who it's just not going to work out for in Tallahassee have moved on largely. I mean, when they went to NC State a couple weeks ago, they only had about 59 scholarship guys available. Right now, they're only carrying a little bit over 70 scholarship guys. So they have weeded out guys who just aren't going to fit into what they're trying to do here. But there are veterans. A guy like Devontae Love Taylor, who came in from FIU, comes to mind as an example, who are seniors who I think they would welcome back with open arms. The two defensive ends, Jay Robb and Joshua Kando, I think they would welcome those guys back with open arms. So I think they've kind of figured out who is in the foxhole with them versus who's not going to be part of this program long term, and they would welcome back some of those because they're in such a transition. It's very much a year zero situation. Their recruiting is not very good, and they're going to have to live in the portal. But they have a lot of holes. And, you know, some of these guys necessarily won't be starters next year, or at least you hope they're not starters next year. But you certainly need them for depth, at least to get you through a week of practice and get you to the game. You need some of those guys, especially guys who understand the rigors of college football and what's expected of them in this program. And if you do truly give them a true spring and an off season and a preseason, it might be very different than what we saw this year, where FSU got 3 days of spring practice before everything shut down, and then you know, the oddest run up to a season we've ever seen.
Yeah, Chris Neat joining us, Knowles247, and you know, I'd say you were bringing up some good points as far as this team is. I think he, you know, I mean, he's had to start from scratch. I mean, in a lot of areas, he had to start from scratch. What would be the case? And you know, talking to your boy Fish, I know that he always has a pretty unique opinion, but he says there's some kids that may be going to a Marshall, like the kid Davis from Keegan Davis from Treasure Coast, and other couple of other kids who might be going to UCF that FSU needs to maybe jump on and say, hey, listen, you know, be a part of this. Only if nothing else to get kids, you know, from areas that you may want to continue to recruit from. How do you look at something like that?
I think there are some Power 5 level kids in the state who are leaving the state that FSU could definitely take a second look at. You know, they're recruiting. They had a plan, and that plan got blown up by the pandemic. I don't think they ever did a great job of shifting away from that plan. They're such a – they have an obsession with fit and family. They want to have a relationship with kids. So if they weren't recruiting a kid before things shut down where they had no in-person relationship building, having them on campus and such, I think it's kind of a difficult situation for them. They I don't think they want to depart from the way they do business and just try to go off a Zoom relationship necessarily to take a kid,
right,
if that makes sense. So I think that's a tough balance for them. And I think to some degree they would rather pass on some of those kids they're not sure of out of the high school ranks and go with potentially kids that have been in the college ranks who entered a portal that maybe they're able to do some research on how they handle college game. You know, are they a good kid? Why are they transferring? Why are they in the portal? They found some success there last year. Devontae Love Taylor, we brought up Jayshon Corbin's another good example. So I think they're a little more comfortable with that. Plus, I think at this point, you know, we're a month away. Well, heck, actually, we're, 3 weeks away from the early signing period. It's kind of tough to shift and go about doing that with some of those kids. Now, you can make a run at some of those kids because FSU, despite being 2-6, is still viewed as an upgrade from some of these Power 5 institutions that we go to just because of history. But I think it's a tough balance, and I don't know. I understand why I don't think they're going to do it. I don't think it would be the worst thing for them to do it, though, personally.
No. Listen, you take a chance. I mean, well, you know, there's no, there's nothing in the rule book that you say you can't take a chance, you know, especially when you're at a position where nobody's going to say one thing either way. Because if you're 2-6, you're going to be 2-6 no matter if you go after those guys or not. But at least you could open up some avenues. Before I let you go, I know Thanksgiving, big day for everybody. And we, you know, every Thanksgiving show, we always ask everybody, what's the go-to? What's something that has to be at the knee, on the knees table on Thanksgiving that you need? I mean, you could do away with turkey, ham, everything else, but what's got to be on your on the go-to right there for you?
I heard your previous guests bring up stuffing. I'm wholeheartedly in agreement there. I also love corn souffle. That would probably be my second option. So just to diversify it a bit, I'll go with corn souffle.
Awesome, man.
Well, don't ask me how to cook it, though. I leave that to
No, that's why you have your wife does that. I'm sure she does a great job at it. Also, tell everybody how they can follow you. You know, the rest of this winter and into next year.
On Twitter, it's CNEE247 or Knowles247, and the website is Knowles247.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.